Ars Electronica 2009 Human Nature Podcast.
Good afternoon, clouders. I call you clouder because I think everyone first could become part of the future cloud intelligence. Like all our speakers imagined and help us try to envision the future of computing, of society, and the possible solutions, as well as the problems we could face. So the cloud computing, as well as the cloud intelligence emerging from our society, could not be just so simple. It would be a big challenge to all of us, because we can just talk about the macro concept, but the problem is we have to face every macro problems in our own life, the physical life. So back to our physical life, how can we well use those new technologies, as well the imagination of the social collective intelligence stuffs, well applied to our society, to our personal life? I would like to imagine more, you know, to try to introduce more theories and more best practices. But as a single person, you can never imagine how the whole large-scale things could happen with your maybe topmost imagination. It's very hard. So it needs a new level of imagination, a new level of intelligence to try to map, try to think of cloud intelligence. But how about the cloud we can see maybe in the future? Is a dark cloud or bright cloud? Is a black cloud or white cloud? It's also a question. It needs a lot of efforts to try to make the cloud building process into a positive cycle instead of a negative cycle. It's very important. So I would rather to examine the very macro process of cloud building. This course is should be very careful to be introduced to everyone of us around the world. So I think the concept, the vision, then the behavior, the actions are very important to be connected, to be aligned, instead of misaligned to each other, then cause a lot of disasters. It's not a good cloud. It's a dark cloud we don't want to see. So with a lot of concepts introduced in the past several years, as well new technologies developed, as well new innovations and new business services introduced, we still see a lot of problems and a lot of challenges in front of us. We need to have a very good macro cycle to be designed to enable everyone to well use the cloud computing technologies, to well use and connect to other people, to be the synaptic individual and the social neuron in our society. So this kind of cycle should start from concept, goodwill, and then behavior change, and then back to the concept again. And then we can see the self-resembling process become a variable, self-organizing, and healthy big cycle. We need such kind of macro-cycling. This kind of cycling should be a cooperation from any kinds of disciplines. And we should ensure that those kind of behavior change can be applied to a large scale instead of a small bubble we are living in different bubbles. These kind of bubbles prevent us from communicating, prevent us from connecting to each other and share those information to each other. So I would love to say that sharing your knowledge is not enough. We should have best practice and behavior change, which can be iterated back to the cycle and then applied to large scale society so we can see the big change as well. And then we can be more satisfied with the cloud. So I would love to introduce some people working in different areas who are very active to participate, to engage, and to design different programs to enable people to be motivated, be mobilized, and try to behave and collaborate together, to try to enable their local community to be changed, to enable children, young people, senior people, all being included in this cloud. So this kind of connectivity is not a big project designed before like some kind of well-naming projects which use the excuse of helping marginalized people but never really functional. So we need macro changes to those kind of small groups, those kind of different communities, and try to use bridges to connect people from around the world instead of just focusing on one place. I see such changing already, and I would love to say that I'm very optimistic about the future because of so many people. They're actively involving such kind of macro cyclings. And I would love to call it cloud activism because it's not only a practice based on their goodwill, but also well use new kind of media tools, new technologies to try to reduce the efforts, the price, and try to increase the efficiency and ROI, and try to become more economic, to be introduced and copied everywhere. So this kind of efforts, this kind of cloud activism, I think should be introduced and studied to be discussed everywhere, not including us here, clouders, but also other people not in this cloud, like the government, policymakers, educators, and a lot of other people not being able to hearing this. So today I would love to introduce a series of people working on different kind of projects from different areas. Some are very, very active to try to change their local community. Some are very active trying to connect people from different places. And some are trying to use and apply those new theories and technologies to change the mentality of people. So this kind of efforts, I think they are also be possible to be connected to each other with a new shared vision or shared concept, what we have discussed this morning. So firstly, I would love to introduce Hamid from Iran. He had a long history working for Global Voices and some other projects by using new media tools. And he had a very in-depth study on Iranian social networking by connecting people there and introducing them different kinds of tools. So Hamid will give us some very intensive understanding about this concept. And then we have Xiao Qiang from United States, but he's a Chinese, and I think he's more than a Chinese, you know, because he had a lot of observation on Chinese internet sphere over the past, I have to say, it's exactly about 7 years after user-generated content emerged, because he had a lot of insights about the meaning Chinese people can well use those new generation of technologies to empower themselves, to try to have some real social change in that country. And we also have Evgeny from New York. He wants to share his experience in Central Asia, as well as some other places, which also becoming the connected community. And he also had a lot of experience working on anti-censorship efforts, which we shared a lot before, and I learned a lot before from him.